Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on and ask a question, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Tyrone in Douglasville.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Randy, love you guys.
Right. Love you too, Tyrone.
Quick question. So you guys were just talking about, you know, wonder what the names are of, like, what does Roger Goodell call somebody? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a Cowboy fan, and I'm not going to say it on the radio, but I bet you Roger Goodell probably has it as J-Boy. Like, you know, you fill in the rest. Jack, yeah, that one. Yeah, for Jerry Jones, because he's such a knucklehead. But anyway, you guys should do a survey, and, you know, maybe we should, you know, find out from your listeners, what do you think, like, Adam Silver or, you know, Roger Goodell have in their phone with that? I'll sit back and listen. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Tyrone. Yeah, so if, like, the commissioners have nicknames for the owners in their phones. Dude. For when they call him.
But I think you can't do that because anything can happen.
If you get caught.
Yeah, anything can happen. That phone gets hacked.
Do you ever have it where something. Like you meet somebody and you have no idea what the relationship is going to be, but you meet them and you put their name in your phone like that, and then fast forward like 10, 15 years, you've got really, you're good friends and all that kind of stuff. Like I had my wife's name in my phone as Ashley Comgrad. Because that's where we met, Comgrad at BU.
Okay.
Ashley Comgrad for years. And I was
even
like,
after y'all were like together?
Yeah. I was like, I probably better update this and make it a little sweeter. Yeah. But like, that's what she was. She was Ashley Comgrad.
Oh.
But now she's my wife, you know?
What so do you have her in?
Her name in there right now is a bunch of different heart emojis.
Okay.
And the name Swishly, which is what I call her.
Oh, my wife went into my phone because when I first met her, I typed her name in. She changed it and put my beautiful wife.
Great.
That's
and what was it? Just her name?
It was just her name. Always just her name.
Yeah.
And now she put my beautiful wife has her picture and hearts. I'm like, all right.
Well, like when I first got your phone number, I think you were a guest on the night show years and years and years ago when I was hosting it. And I had DM'd you because I didn't have your number.
Yep.
And you sent me it. And then I just put it in there as Randy Mack. And then I still, that's what it is. It's fine.
So yeah, you're Andy Bunker. I got work. I just switched
Andy
Bo's.
Bunker work.
I just switched Bo's because it was always Bo 929. That's when I first met Bo.
Right.
Never changed it. So he's Bo Johnson.
Yeah. So you
and then Abe is just Abe.
I was just gonna ask if I'm even saved.
Yeah, you're Abe. And the thing about it is that I don't care, and I would never get used to it. Is that Abe had? Oh, I'm calling my son by mistake. Abe has the
a picture.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm calling my son.
When it pops up, a picture of
Abe. Yeah, a picture of Abe in a damn United jersey pops up.
And it's still the photo was taken right here, by the way.
It's still the weirdest damn thing.
I can change the photo.
I'll be honest.
How about you just take the picture down?
I'm not.
It does it on its own.
Bo has one too, with him like in a damn a life vest.
Oh, that's true. He does.
Swimming with dolphins.
Yeah, man.
Swimming with dolphins. I'm not a big nickname guy. I don't come up with nicknames for people, and I don't even really call them nicknames. Pretty much call everyone by their first name. I never even really been like a last name caller.
Dude, you can call everybody by first and last name.
Sometimes first and last.
Yes.
But, you know, like a lot of people just call me Bunker.
Really?
But I've never called people by their last name. Oh. I'm always a first name or first and last name. Now, the question was, what would the nicknames be? We don't have time to do all of them, but if Roger Goodell had Arthur Blank's number saved nickname-wise in his phone.
He probably wouldn't even. He probably have a picture emoji of a smoking jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, a smoking jacket.
Oh, it's just the Home Depot logo.
Yeah,
or that's right
there.
Yeah, that right
Home
there.
Depot
yeah.
logo.
Yeah.
Uncle Arthur probably wouldn't call him that because he wouldn't think about it.
Robert
like
Kraft, a middle finger. Yeah.
Rub and tug.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn it, Bunk.
You can say that, right? Sure, I did.
Did you dump it anyway?
No, no. No, yeah. The people need to hear. Yeah. The people need to hear. All right, Marcus is in Ackworth. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, how y'all doing today, fellas? Love the show.
Love you, Marcus.
I wanted to see if y'all felt like the show. Raheem on the sidelines, like when the players make a good play, he all excited, jumping up and down. But when they mess up, it's no emotion. I mean, he don't get a nobody tell or nothing. I never saw any anger emotions, maybe at a ref, but never at a player or anything. What do y'all feel about that, fellas?
I agree with you. He does not. I don't have a problem with it. Kind of. This was an off-the-air conversation we were having. Yeah, you go on because you played.
It's professional football, man. I mean, understand personalities of what your coach is. I think we talked about it on Monday. If Rod goes over there screaming and yelling, players will look at him and like, what the hell is wrong with you? Because that's not his demeanor. Hold on, Abe. Right. That's not his demeanor. All right? They made a good play. Hell yeah, I'm going to cheer.
Yeah.
But these are grown at. Very rarely does that happen in any, with any player, with any team in the National Football League that you see a coach run over there and scold and yell at players. It don't happen.
When it does, it becomes a story.
Exactly. That's why you don't see it a lot.
Exactly.
When it happens, so that whole argument, and it comes up once a week, somebody says that. Oh, you look up at the scoreboard. What does that have to do with anything?
It doesn't have to do with why they're winning or losing.
Nothing. It has nothing.
What it has to do with is people are mad that the team is losing, and everything that anyone does is annoying. That's what it is.
But I'm just saying.
It doesn't matter what
it is.
Yeah,
but I'm just like.
When they're losing,
players,
everything they
NFL
do,
NFL coaches don't
people.
Yell at their players. That's why, like Andy just said, the rare times that it does, that's why it's always highlighted, because it's always rare.
Right. We were talking about something related to this during a break, sort of, just about, like, what do you want to happen? Because imagine, like you said, Raheem does do that. He lays, who I don't know who it would be on Sunday. Everybody played bad, so he'd be screaming at everyone.
Yeah.
And maybe he does behind closed doors at halftime. I have no idea. But say he does do that. This guy coached that guy for the rest of the year now, too. Like, that, call him out, throw him under the bus, whatever you want to do, like, unprofessional behavior. Yeah. Like, the guy's on the team.
Yes.
And he's going to be on the team next week and for the remainder of the season. Like, you don't want to, you know. I don't
also,
know.
Like, that guy knows he made a mistake.
Right.
It's not like you're
it's
bringing
different.
It to his attention.
It's different in college
it's
and
different.
Pro.
It's so different. It's so different. But that's the reason, because you don't holler at NFL players during year to go. I played with Nick Saban. Nick Saban never hollered at us. Now, in practice, he'd be hollering his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
Or in a meeting.
Or at coaches.
But very rarely did he go and confront a player. Like, you saw him in Muschamp, that display they did. Mm-hmm. He never did that. Because he knows somebody will go slap his little ass.
Yeah. But it's just, again, it all gets back to, you know, something we talk about is everything sucks when they lose. Everything.
Yes.
The coach's sideline demeanor, his pants, the company the owner owns. Like, the season's gotten so bad that we've moved past everybody.
Yes.
And we're talking about Arthur Blank and Rich McKay again. Like, that's where we've gotten to. Like, that's what those losses have done. I did not expect to be here at this point.
No.
But I didn't think they were going to be down 34-3 to the Dolphins either. And yet they were. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, fellas. Got a non-sports related question for y'all. So I grilled over the weekend. Got home from work this morning. I was like, man, I want one of these last burgers. So one burger up, I'm about to put some ketchup and mustard on it. And I thought about it. I'm like, when you go to a restaurant, the ketchup and mustard isn't in the refrigerator, but we all put ketchup and mustard in the refrigerator.
That's true.
So I'm wondering, do y'all put ketchup and mustard in the refrigerator and why? And I ended up reading the label. So ketchup, you don't have to put in the refrigerator after you open it. Mustard, you don't have to put in the refrigerator after you open it. It does say for a better taste, refrigerated. but obviously, like mayonnaise, you put it in the refrigerator. But do y'all put it in there?
Yeah, thanks, Mo. I do.
You do what?
I put ketchup and mustard in the refrigerator.
I put, for some reason, when we put mustard in the refrigerator and we put ketchup in cabin.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're safe either way.
Yeah.
We put peanut butter in the refrigerator.
Really?
Which I hate because then it's really hard to spread. You like, put, if it's room, I don't put it in there, but it gets put in there.
No,
it's
I'm
not
saying,
my
is
choice.
That one of the things where you're just doing it and moving over and you just put it in there?
She just puts it in there.
Really? No.
And she's the majority peanut butter user, so and we it have, stays in
now,
there.
Now, our biggest. Our
hard to spread a cold peanut butter.
Our biggest thing between me and my wife, because we both with the we both catch up, and it's syrup.
Mm.
I like it in the refrigerator. Okay. She puts it in the cabinet.
All right.
I don't. What,
well, I think ours is in the fridge.
Okay.
I don't like syrup.
But I mean, but, I don't eat pancakes and that no more.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like.
What about honey?
Honey is in the cabinet.
Yes.
Honey's in the cabinet.
Honey's everywhere. We're like Winnie the Pooh right now. We got 7 things of honey.
Really?
I don't know why.
I just had so much honey. My thing is like, I cooked something with honey last week, Andy, and all I need is a little bit. You can't find a little bit of honey nowhere. You know that little drawer everybody got with all the condiments? Found an old ass honey.
That's a perfect amount
Popeyes,
of honey.
From Popeyes.
Perfect amount.
That's all
honey.
I needed. Found a
and
Popeyes.
Easier to like
yes.
to put it in there. You don't have to get a spoon dirty. I'm going to put some honey and some tea later. I'll lose this voice. Latif is in Atlanta. Hey, Latif.
Hey, Andy, Randy. How y'all doing?
What's up, man?
Good. Andy, I blame you and Joe Patrick for what happened Sunday.
Fair enough.
Because I was listening to y'all Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And what was your prediction at the end of that? It's just going to be just like the Falcons to do what they exactly did Sunday. So I blame you and Joe Patrick for that.
Yeah. I'll own it.
Secondly, my question is, I don't know if you've answered this before or not, but my father told me when I was a kid about a story he had about gambling, where he lost all his bus money and had to walk miles to school like old school dads had to do.
Right.
My question to y'all guys is, and based on that story, I don't gamble. What type of advice or anything that your fathers have given you that you follow to this day? I appreciate both of you guys, and thanks for the call.
My man,
thank
appreciate
you, Latif.
You. My father ain't never gave me no damn advice. So
fair enough.
Maybe that's why I'm successful.
Well played.
Yeah.
God, I don't know. My dad still gives me advice. I'm trying to think. My dad was never like a story guy like
right.
that though. He never had like a hokey example of something that happened.
But
in his
life. You
know
what I like about what he's talking about because about his father. Because that's always like my granddad used to tell stories about that
right.
like that where they have to walk like 20 miles.
Yeah.
My granddad was born in the South, but it would like snow 4 feet.
Yeah.
And so he had to walk with no shoes on. Because he wanted to get his shoes wet, he would have to walk with it over his head. Like those kind of stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my dad has 9 brothers and sisters growing up, and I've been to the house they grew up in. It mm-hmm. was not large.
Right.
So like he didn't like talking about it that much. Understandable. But like every once in a while, he would tell an honest story about how poor they were.
Right.
And it would just be so depressing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, God, that's awful.
Yeah.
That's horrible. So his whole thing was always, all he wanted to do was make sure that we were better off than him.
Yes, always.
And pass that down.
Yes.
And hopefully we can pass down for our kids to be better off than
every
us.
Every father wants their children to be
better. He 100%
than them.
Nailed that.
Yes.
So now we got to, you know, got to get Jack, what does he need to make that true? Got to get him a power wheel. Because that's when I was a kid, that was the ultimate sign of wealth. If a family had a power wheel,
dude, you were loaded.
Those people must be millionaires.
You were loaded.
And I never had one.
Y'all going power wheel this Christmas?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's been a good year, Randy.
Way to go, Jay. It's been a good year, brother.
It's been this power wheel time, man. It's power wheel time. All right. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
Damn good dude.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways.
Thanks to you guys. Andy loves Marcus and Tyrone.
I do.
Yes.
And everybody else out there.
Maybe because it was the names Marcus and Tyrone. I love you too, Tyrone.
I do think that's the first time I've ever said that sentence. But,
yes.
I do. I love them. I love everybody out there listening. The Cowboys defense blows.
Yes.
Was said on the show, and that made me chuckle.
Raheem needs to get in someone's tail when they make a mistake.
Yeah.
And we finally found Randy's line. He will not fight a monkey.
No, man.
There's... You're getting your ass whooped.
He'd fight a 16-pound monkey, elderly, not a 40-pound monkey.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get your hip replaced.
This show, Adirondack chair and rum drink vibes.
That was a nice compliment from Arch.
What is our Adirondack chair?
You know, it's one of the big wooden layback ones.
Like the chairs we have on the porch that are blue. They got like the big back.
Oh, yeah.
Big arms.
The ones that we took the school picture in?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's an Adirondack chair.
Okay.
Because I guess they invented them in the Adirondacks Mountains in New York. I don't know. That's a mountain range. I don't know much about that. But it's a comfortable chair. Ours are composite, not wood, so they last longer. Costco. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.